Hey, it is Wednesday, June the 20th, 2012. This is Wes Fryer at Fish Camp on Philmont Scout Ranch. This was our eighth day of our trek, and it was really an awesome day. We had a layover at Apache Springs, and we actually did their 3D archery, which was shooting at some different foam animals, and I've got some boys talking in the background loudly in their tent. I don't know if you can hear. It's about 9:45. But anyway, that was fun. And we had a member of our crew actually taken down to base camp the day before yesterday and found out today that she had been taken to the hospital in Albuquerque. So her husband, who is also an adult advisor, ended up going down to base camp to go with her to Albuquerque. So we ended up leaving a camp about, probably 12:45 or so, and we descended down at least 1,000 feet, it may have been more, and then walked down along, I guess it's the Rialto River, and down here to Fish Camp. Fish Camp was the favorite lodge of Wade Phillips, who was the Tulsa oil man who donated Philmont Scout Ranch to the Boy Scouts, and the photograph I've got here is a picture from the inside of the main living room. And boy, I tell you, I'd really enjoyed this afternoon. After we had our lodge tour and got our camp set up, about 2 hours I sat on the porch in a rocking chair and had my boots and socks off and actually finished another book. I finished The Princess of Mars this morning, I really enjoyed a lot, and which is the book, one of the first science fiction books ever written, and it was the basis for the John Carter movie, which wasn't a very successful movie, but I liked it, and the book was really good. And then I finished reading The Last Days of Socrates by Plato, which I've been reading in paperback form, kind of all trek. And I finished that on the porch of Fish Camp today, so that was just awesome. And then we had a great dinner of stuffing and chicken and turkey, which we made 8 boxes, and it was way too much. So anyway, we had more than we could eat. And then the highlight of the evening, we had the advisor's coffee and got some good stories and information from a guy that had been a staffer at Uraka before. And but for our last day, learned that we definitely don't want to go up the Stockade Trail, and learned an alternate route where we can side hike the Tooth of Time and not kill ourselves with our packs trying to go up the Stockade Trail, which is about 2,000 feet straight up. So one of the things I forgot to mention yesterday, which was another great highlight today, was a B1 flyby, and happened earlier in the day, but we were just leaving Apache Springs, and the B1s came. We were right in the meadow, and they came just right over us, and it was awesome, so great. So I got a video of the second one coming over. They were doing a two-ship following each other, like they had been yesterday when we were doing our conservation at Apache. So that was the day. Oh, and then I forgot to mention, then they opened up the cabin and turned, this still didn't have electricity in it, and was rebuilt in 1927. And by the Phillips, and have the oil lamps, and they didn't have candles burning, but the card tables were up, and Alexander and I played 3 games of checkers, and that was really fun, really, really cool. So it was great, great day, beautiful hike. Glad we were coming down. Tomorrow should be another beautiful hike. We have a little bit of up, but then pretty much just following the river along. There's supposed to be some really neat spots to see. So it was an awesome eighth day, and we didn't have or the two advisors, but we heard tonight that Kathy was checked out of the hospital, and they both were coming back to base camp, and we expect Steve to probably join us at Abreu tomorrow, where we're going to have a Mexican dinner that'll be like a chuck wagon style dinner. So, long recording, and that was day 8 of Philmont.